Sure, it's Kurt Heuer, K-U-R-T-H-E-U-E-R, Chief of Police, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department. Ready to go? Okay, thank you all for being here. Tonight, shortly after 9 o'clock, Wood County Dispatch received a 911 call in the city of Wisconsin Rapids from a residence on 18th Avenue South. A female caller reported that there was an attempted assault on her mother and by a male acquaintance. Further information indicated that the male subject may be armed and a threat to himself and others, including law enforcement. Statements made by the male subject previously indicated he was anti-law enforcement and that he would die in a gun battle. So the suspect now has been identified as Matthew Lee Fosno, age 31, a resident of Wisconsin Rapids. Units responding from Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, Wood County Sheriff's Department, and also Wisconsin Rapids Fire Tactical EMS Unit provided a secure perimeter around a residence on 18th Avenue and the surrounding location. Attempts to make contact with Fosno were unsuccessful. The suspect description and vehicle information was disseminated to all local and expanded law enforcement. Wisconsin Rapids Special Response Team shortly after midnight did enter a residence on 18th Avenue, cleared and secured that residence, but did not locate Fosno. It is now believed he was able to leave prior to our arrival, prior to law enforcement arrival. Fosno does have connections in Columbia County, and we are currently working with law enforcement in that area, as well as our surrounding area, to make contact and assist in locating him. Fosno operates a 1987 gray Toyota pickup truck. It has a number of radio antennas described as ham radio antennas, making it somewhat unique. And the Wisconsin registration is a truck plate, Adam A. Adam F. Frank 4896, AF 4896. Based on statements made, Fosno should be considered to be armed and dangerous. Anyone with any information should contact Wood County Dispatch at 715-421-8702 or your local law enforcement agency. Fosno is wanted for armed attempted sexual assault. More information will be shared as this investigation moves forward.
So you guys were at the home for a while and he wasn't even there?
Well, we responded after the 911 call, set up a perimeter. With the information we had, it was believed that he would still be in the residence.
But he ended up not being there.
Correct.
The time.
Correct.
Okay. Should the public be worried? Are they in any danger?
Well, the situation that transpired at that residence, certainly, we believe he's left the area right now. Law enforcement, obviously, in an expanded way right now, based on his other connections, are in making an effort to locate him. We believe that the situation tonight was, you know, directed at an individual party and perhaps upon oneself or law enforcement. So we do have to keep that in mind, and, yeah, we do ask the public, certainly, to be anyone that may know Fosno, may know of his location, needs to share that. Anybody that may see this vehicle should report that. They should not obviously take any action on their own behalf. Should locate or should contact their local law enforcement.
What time did the perimeter get set up so we have an idea what time you got out?
Well, again, our call would have come into dispatch shortly after 9, and our officers would have been on scene, first responding officers, within minutes. But you have to factor in time of call, time of information taking, time of dispatch.
And if you could say his name again.
His name is Matthew Lee Fosno, F-O-S-N-O-T, age 31.
F-O-S-N-O-T, 31.
And I may be butchering the pronunciation, but that's...
And the description, do you have height, weight, and that?
White male, brown hair, hazel eyes, and the information I have in front of me, height of approximately 6'1", 210 pounds. And again, male, white.
And where did you say you believe to be heading?
He has relations, family relations and friends in the Columbia County area, Portage, Wisconsin, so we're in contact with them as well. And again, any other information, as we always ask, and it's always most helpful, any other information our community has that they can share with local law enforcement, is what helps us take care of these matters.
Any shots fired, anything like that?
No.
Any hurt in the process?
Nope, not at all.
And you said the initial 911 call was for the woman's mother who was trying to sexually assault her?
Correct. The caller would have been the daughter of a female who
was
correct.
I see.
Correct.
And the two women are
not harmed? They are not harmed. They are fine with family. No injuries, no incidents of injury, but certainly issues of a threatening manner and a highly concerning manner.
And is that his girlfriend?
There has been a relationship at this point in time, probably somewhat strained.
Anybody else at the scene besides the mother and daughter?
No.
Is one by chance out on the Crime Alert Network?
We're working on that as well.
So he does have a history?
From what I've been able to glean so far, nothing of this particular nature, but we're doing a little further investigation on that as well.
But we do have his mug, and that's...
Correct. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for your patience.